made a little cone out here last year. Year before last, he did have cotton. Mm-hmm. His name was Willie right back of my house. Mm-hmm. So you can't find three farmers in Jefferson County, I don't think.
Really?
I don't think you can find three farmers making cotton in Jefferson County. One man over here from Harrison, he makes cotton. I don't know what his name. He's a white man. He makes about 400 or 500 acres in. Well, he makes a good lot of cotton. He have cotton pick and everything. All right, there's another fellow. He's a Rankin. He makes cotton. He has about 100 acres in. He's the only farmers in Jefferson County, I would know. So no one else making cotton or nothing. Or they may make a little corn round, but no cotton.
Mm-hmm. Is there any small farmers, people who have their own farm and just make enough for themselves? Do you have that?
No. The small farmer, general run of them, are not making cotton and corn. Now some of the small farmers makes a little corn, maybe 2 or 3 acres of corn, but now no cotton, mm-hmm. Nothing but maybe a little corn.
How many people live here?
Live down here?
In this area.
In this area? Oh, it only would be about five. Ain't very many out in this area. Mm-hmm. You find one out here at the bridge, trailer house, down here, up the road here, on up a little higher than Lucille. Well, that would be her place over there, her plantation. Just right there, John and mine.
Mm-hmm. Say plantation. Do people still have large farms big enough to be called a plantation?
Oh, yeah, they would, but they have nobody on it. Plantation is a farm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, years ago, they did have people on it farming. Mm-hmm. You know, all the white people had places, big plantations, had maybe 8 or 10 farmers on it. Well, they was farming, making cotton, corn, peas, taters, peppers, and everything. No more of that. Mm-hmm. Have no more of that. People just don't, the places got scarce. General run, mm-hmm. In a short way of saying, you know, there was when people come, it's getting a little old and everything, they couldn't make a living, well, say, out of farming. Mm-hmm. No way to make a living out of farming. Well, lots of white people turned their places in, put cattle on it. Mm-hmm. Soybeans, such stuff as that. So that cut the farming out, so there'd be no farming.
Is there a lot of cattle here?
Well, general run, there lots of people have a right good many cattle around.
Would you say this is 50% white and 50% colored, or is it, what's the ratio?
Would be something like that. I would think about 50% mm-hmm. colored and white.
How has it changed? Are there any other ways this area has changed besides the farming?
No, not as I would know. You know, only thing the white people or the people would have places, maybe would have cattle on it to help themselves out to sell, make something, or some way of plant soybeans or something, you know, mm-hmm. on their farm. Well, that's where they would make on the farm. It used to be cotton and corn, but it don't be no more of that. Mm-hmm. Of course, it couldn't make a living. You know, way back, people didn't make a living farming.